On a day when the stakes couldn't be higher, getting the right price is everything. It may be 300 kilometres from Downing Street, but Britain's political future is being watched closely here.
I'm hoping for honesty and integrity, and I'm hoping that they're going to lead us out of these, quite frankly, very worrying times.
Well, we didn't want change anyway. The media were focused on getting rid of Boris, and they got what they wanted, and here we are.
Grimsby has seen its fortunes ebb and flow. Back in the 60s, it was the biggest fishing port in the world. Now it's at the centre of seafood processing and the offshore wind industry. But poverty levels remain high in some parts of the town. At the last general election, Boris Johnson led the Conservatives to power, and that win saw the party take territory which had been held by Labour, like this one, for decades. Nearly 3 years on, this is the reality for some people, queuing for essentials at just one of Grimsby's food banks. Right now, Westminster feels a long way from here.
I think we do need a little bit more government support in keeping the economy to a level where people can afford to buy their own food. This was only, a food bank is only meant to give temporary aid to individuals. But what's happening is we're getting more and more individuals that are coming on a week-in, week-out basis.
Liz Truss has promised to lift the economy and tackle the energy crisis. She'll also need to build trust in people who are the backbone of British business.
I wouldn't vote for her just for the fact that I kind of gave up on the politics. I think the game's rigged, and I don't think that any of the parties can get a handle on what's going on at the moment. It's been such a tumultuous time that I don't think anybody has the answers.
Finding those answers won't be easy as the UK battles record inflation and the worst energy crisis in decades. Emma Haywood, Al Jazeera in Northern England.